La violenza non serve mai all'umanità, ma la disumanizza.
Violence never serves humanity. It only dehumanizes. This was the Pope's message at Sunday's Angelus address as he commented upon the gospel passage of the purification of the temple in front of several thousand pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square. He described our Lord's action of driving the money changers from the temple as a prophetic action. Indeed, he said, the prophets, in the name of God, often denounced abuses, and they sometimes did so with symbolic gestures.
In realtà, è impossibile interpretare Gesù come violento. La violenza è contraria al regno di Dio, è uno strumento dell'anticristo.
It is impossible to describe Jesus as violent, the Pope said, because violence is contrary to the kingdom of God. It is a tool of the Antichrist. After the Angelus, the Holy Father launched an appeal for the people of Madagascar, hit by a devastating tropical storm.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, il mio pensiero va anzitutto alle care popolazioni del Madagascar, che recentemente sono state colpite dai violenti calamità naturali, con gravi danni alle persone, alle strutture e alle coltivazioni, mentre assicuro la mia preghiera per le vittime e per le famiglie maggiormente provate, auspico e incoraggio il generoso soccorso della comunità internazionale.
My thoughts go first to the dear people of Madagascar, which have been recently hit by severe natural disasters, with serious damage to people, buildings, and crops. He said, while I assure the victims and the families of those so greatly tried of my prayers, I hope for and encourage the generous assistance of the international community. Finally, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims from around the world, including those from English-speaking countries.
I greet the English-speaking visitors, praise for the Angelus prayer, including the neo-catechumenal community from Bristol. In today's Gospel, Jesus foretells his resurrection and points to the temple which is his body, the Church. May our meditation on this mystery deepen our union with the Lord and his Church. Upon all of you, invoke God's blessings. A tutti auguro una buona domenica, una buona settimana. Grazie, buona domenica.